531.
Esther Tumama Cowley Malcolm is a Samoan health researcher and practitioner who did her PhD in Pacific Cultural Studies at Victoria University of Wellington. With her, we have Martinus Beckers, who is a clinical psychologist lecturing in the psychology department and teaching and coordinating the ICAMH program in the Department of Psychological Medicine at the University of Auckland. Both of them are on the line with us now. Good morning, Esther. Good morning, Esther, and good morning, Martinus.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Now, let's go back to the genesis of the idea. What a brilliant idea. I wish I had this. Well, I still wish I had this now. I still wish I had it now. Whose idea was this?
Shall I start off, Martinus?
Sorry, I just cut out for a second. Back.
We were. I was just asking about the genesis of the idea, Martinus. Where did the idea come from for an app to help parents?
Look, we know that parenting is a challenge for lots of parents, and we know that lots of interventions can work to help them out. And yeah, many parents aren't able to access help or services and end up stressed at home and not able to kind of access strategies. So, you know, everyone's got a smartphone these days, or many people have smartphones or access to at least a computer or tablet. So if we can get some effective skills out there to help parents parent in effective ways and use less of, you know, harmful ways, hey, it just made sense.
I think it makes absolute sense. Martinus, took the idea to Esther, and you've talked through about how you can put this app together.
Esther started this. Esther, well before me. Esther, you know, did her research for her PhD, but also built and developed this app with her crew at a phenomenal job. And then Esther and her crew came to the university and started talking about how we can figure out, refine it and figure out whether it's as effective as we hope it is. So we've been working with Esther, not the other way around.
That's why I thought Esther was going to ask the question. Where did the idea come from, Esther?
Well, it actually came from Professor Seth Scholler's CD-ROM, which he produced in the States with a group of parents. And he allowed me to use this in my PhD study. And I trialled it on a group of Pacific parents in Tokoroa. And from that, I was able to get some funding to actually develop an app from that, from the findings of my PhD. And I was able to rope in my young cousin, Ali Cowley, who is an animator. And he did the animation for Brotown. And then we approached Oscar Kitely to help us with the script writing, because it's all in animation and we needed actors to do the voiceovers. And of course, Oscar is a professional in this area. So we were able to get Oscar on board as well. So it was me, Ali, and Oscar who actually put the app together, designed and produced it. And we were very fortunate that somebody as skilled and as an expert in all of this was Professor Sally Mary, who was working with a great team of people at the University of Auckland, including Martinus, who's here this morning. And we've done a couple of evaluations already with professional clinicians and parents and prospective parents. And now we're ready to do the trial, which is a random control trial. So we're really needing a lot of Pacific parents to help us in terms of this trial so that we can test these apps out on them. And Martinez can give you lots more detail about the RCT.
All right, but let's talk about parenting and the difficulty of parenting. My struggle with parenting is that I know that there are things. Actually, I'm quite good. I'm sort of quite a good balance between my dad and my mum. My dad is very strict.
He's yes.
You know, if you do this, these are the consequences. My mum, well, she's a bit more loose. You know, if you do this, I will do this. But, you know, maybe I might do it tomorrow. And between those two, you know, I think I've somehow found a really good balance. But the thing I think my maternal instinct struggles with is the wanting to give love, the wanting to never hurt, the wanting to give the freedom for them to be who they are. Then at times I swing from that to being the disciplinarian, and suddenly the child, maybe I've had issues at work, maybe there was a breakdown in the panel and we had to switch back up to Auckland and we had to email the people we're supposed to interview to say that we're having issues, and suddenly that thing the child does becomes from me. So, you know, this is the thing that we, and particularly us as Pacific parents, in a new world where we are not allowed to smack, we need to find other tools. And this is where I think an app like this is absolutely essential.
Absolutely, Etty. And we wanted to make this these tools as accessible as possible to Pacific parents, and to make them easy to use and simple. And we kind of want the younger ones to grasp hold of this. They're all techno savvy, and this is really for them to use. And this is why we're doing this trial, to see just how effective it will be. This is kind of like the Mercedes-Benz of research in RCT, so it's really great that this is going to be carried out.
Yeah,
is that right, Martinez?
That's exactly right. And Etty, just as you mentioned, you know, it's tough actually finding skills and finding new ways of doing things that does look after our young people, and we know that, you know, in New Zealand that's a challenge. Young people do end up getting hurt within families, so giving parents those skills to be able to effectively manage it, but also build that relationship with their kids is just essential. So we've got two apps, the one that Esther's developed and the other one developed by Tanya Cargo, a Māori clinical psychologist. It takes a slightly different approach as well, but again, focuses on helping parents to feel confident and build good relationships.
So in this trial, what are we asking the parents to do?
Great question. So we asked parents in the first instance to go on our website. So we've got a link, tiny.cc/parenting apps. And when they get on there, they're going to be told a little bit about our study. They're going to fill out about 2 minutes of questionnaires, super quick. And then they will be sent to one of the two apps, or they'll be asked to wait just a week. And the reason we have to get someone to wait is because we need to understand how whether this is changing things that we hope, making parents more confident and helping them improve their children's behavior compared to people who aren't doing the app right at that moment. We ask people to wait that week, after which they also get that one of the two apps. And then at the end of it all, everyone gets access to both of these. So the wonderful app that Esther and her crew created, and also the other one by Tanya Cargo as well. So we asked parents, I suppose, in the first instance, just to go to that website, tiny.cc/parenting apps, and have a look. see if it's something that you're willing to do, and then use it and build better relationship with your kids and develop skills to feel more confident in that role.
Esther is someone who's done the research and done the study. How effective are these tools, the apps are recommending?
So I suppose that's what we're trying to figure out here, actually. The study is all about helping us determine just how effective. Now, we have had a couple of smaller studies, and we know that people appreciate these. We know that they like them. And in those small groups, we know that people, parents often felt more confident in their parenting skills. And they also noticed positive behavior changes. But saying just how big those are, we need a bigger group of people. So we know that these can work. We just want to know just how much they can. So this is part of what we're doing in the study here. We're asking as many parents as we can to come give this a go so we can answer that question really well.
Because the previous research is all fine and well. What our parents are doing now on the ground may differ from research. Is that what we are wanting to find out from the study?
Not so much whether it's different. A lot of the skills in here are kind of common sense ways of helping young, helping parents with the young people. But they are ways that are positive. They're ways that don't hurt our young people. They're ways that build positive relationships. And although we don't necessarily have research specifically on these apps, well, we do, but not to say just how effective they are. They're also based on strategies that we know have worked outside of apps or have worked in the past, as Esther looked at on in the CD-ROM version. We're kind of taking things that we know have worked for parents in the past, and we're bringing them into the current moment with apps and mobile interventions.
So is the study more about how effective the app is rather than the parenting tools, which sound to me like they have been proven to work? Some of our parents will be wondering, is this going to be about... you see, because we grew up in an environment where physical discipline was the norm. And some of our parents would be wondering, is this going to be saying it's not? And I can tell you from my own personal experience that physical violence does not work from my own personal experience, having been a victim of physical discipline and also having been a parent who has chosen the other path. I think my relationship with my own children are much, much better as a consequence of not using the physical discipline side. Not to say that my relationship with my father is not good at the moment. It is a beautiful relationship. But just the different styles of parenting, and I think the modern day, the valuing of the child, it brings about better adults. And I'm hoping that that's where these apps are taking our community.
Whāwhitai, it's absolutely correct. We do very much hope that we can give parents tools that help them manage behavior without physical violence, because we know that positive relationship is just so valuable. Esther, we'd love to hear from you, but I see you're on mute at the moment.
Esther, are you still with us? Or are you?
Yes.
Or are you giving?
Yes, I am. Yes. Sorry, I was unmuted.
Yes.
but I am with you, and I totally relate to what you're saying. And there were many families in the research that we did that really agreed that harsh discipline didn't work either, and that has a huge impact further down the track, as you've just highlighted in terms of your relationship with your parents. I think, like you, Etty, I continue to educate myself in many areas, including raising our children. And now we're at that grandparent stage as well. And these apps can work for grandparents as well. So don't be shy to get hold of them if you are a grandparent. But I think it's the accessibility to these apps that are really, really important. And our parents can replay them if they don't actually get the message the first time. And it can also start discussions around the table with families as well. I think the younger generation are much more au fait with the laws and the regulations in New Zealand than what the older generation were. And we know that harsh discipline is not something that we should use with our children. And that positive reinforcement and nurturing and helping our children to explore and investigate and develop great brains. And that's not to make them brainy. It's we know that the origin of everything comes from our brains. And so if we can grow good, healthy brains for our children, that'd be really great. And this is what that tool does. It gives them accessibility to some of those techniques that are based on evidence from past research. And this RCT, this random controlled trial, gives us the opportunity to involve a lot more people to get that solid evidence base that we need. Yeah.
Unfortunately, we're quickly running out of time. But I, for one, I give you my word that I will be one of those parents that you're looking for. I will. We will put a link on the podcast that we have that we will post online. But both Esther and Martinez, we really appreciate the work that you do. We think it is absolutely important for the future of our people. That we take care of our children because they are our future.
Our precious future.
So we will stay in touch and we will post the podcast as well as the information our people need on our 531PI Facebook page. Faftai Talalava to you both. Continue to do the work that you do because we absolutely need it.
Thank you.
Malo.
You're listening to Early Edition with ET. 531 PI is the station that brings Pacific people together. Here's Wade.